Julian Taylor's Jukebox. It's so cool.
Me and the blues, we spend a lot of time together. Me and the blues, we're traveling on that getting nowhere road. Nobody knows the lonely hours we spend together. It's mighty weary toting this troublesome load. I'll never know why men are so deceitful. They never treat you like they should. They love you and deceive you. Then they up and leave you. What makes them so no good? I'm going down and tell my troubles to the river. Can't go on living. Go on living if they were in my shoes. That's one way certain of separating me and the blues. I'm going down and tell my troubles to certain of separating me and the blues.
My name's Julian Taylor. I'm your host here on the Jukebox. That was Mildred Bailey and a song called Me and the Blues. Mildred was a Native American jazz singer who came up during the 1930s and often was praised as being one of the best of her era and one of the first Indigenous people to really break through in that scene. Lots more of my conversation with Dan Aykroyd and the music that we talked about coming up right here, right now. We're going to have stuff from James Brown, Wayne Cochran, and the Milk Carton Kids, who have a real distinct connection to Dan Aykroyd, just like Vera does. And Vera, who we played at the very top of the show, Sola, is actually his daughter and is married to one of the Milk Carton Kids. Here is my interview with Dan Aykroyd on the Jukebox.
I like the outdoor venues, don't you?
I love the outdoor venues. It's about time we get doing those. The weather's starting to change here, so I'm hoping that I get to do that. I've got the Vancouver Folk Festival, Canmore Folk Festival.
Do you know the Milk Carton Kids?
Yeah, I've never met them, but I know who they are. Yeah, they're great.
Yeah, that's right. Joey and Kenneth. Now, Kenneth is married to my daughter.
No way. Okay.
Yeah, they're kind of a troubadour couple. I believe he's playing Vancouver. That's July, isn't it?
Yeah, it is in July. Are they playing the Vancouver?
Be right there, man. Okay. You'll be there. Look for Kenneth Pattingale. I'll give you his number.
Did you get the message about picking some songs like for this episode that we're going to air? Because it's just
sure,
a
well,
radio show.
Playing a Party by Lowell Fulson.
Lowell Fulson.
Yeah, Lowell Fulson, F-U-L-S-O-N, Swingin' Party.
Mm-hmm.
James Brown, Big Payback.
Big Payback, I love that one.
I would say, well, always Junior's Mystery Train is a spectacular example of
Junior,
the
what?
high high, the high highs in American music, African American music, and world music. If you want to look at, blue-eyed soul, so-called white soul, it would be Wayne Cochran, going
Wayne
back to
Cochran.
Miami.
Yeah.
Going back to Miami, so that's a good selection. I mean, or any of the
Yeah.
songs, "Briefcase Full of Blues," our version of "She Cut the Cake." Katie's beautiful, you know.
I love that version that you guys do. It's amazing.
That's me playing harp, but that was not a
Is it
solo.
really?
Oh yeah,
Do you
I
still
played
play?
harp. I played harp sometimes badly, but sometimes, in a with the proper equipment, I sounded all right. And I all the records there. That's all. I play all that harp, absolutely, for
Amazing.
better or worse.
Do you still collect vinyl? Do you have a record collection?
I do. I have a barn. I have seven barns. I'm a hoarder. I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm come and help me sort it out. Come and take some.
Okay. You have seven barns full of vinyl?
Oh,
Holy.
well, full of, just material. Vinyl's in there, but there's
Yeah.
accumulated. God, we accumulate a lot of stuff as human beings that we
Holy
sometimes
cow.
we can't look at it again. We don't want to throw it away. It's
It's a funny
the
thing,
hoarder.
right? You just get
Pardon?
connected to it, to certain things, and you just can't
Well,
part with them.
it's the hoarder complex.
It's amazing. So, Dan, you also like the hip. I know that because I saw this doc the documentary
Like
that.
LOVE, LOVE.
Oh man, Mike Downey's documentary, that 4-part series, is incredible. And I just love what you had to say about them in there, in that documentary. Love those guys too. I mean, got to hang out with them a bunch, but certainly you were a lot closer to them in being in the area up there. Tell me about a bit of your experience with those guys. I'd love to hear.
To see one of their shows, of course, just as a viewer, it's like getting on the back of a dragon and taking a nice roller coaster ride. And the musicianship is magnificent. The guitar playing, Johnny, the greatest driver and drummer, certainly, in the rock pantheon. I would put him right up there with Stewart Copeland or anybody. And then, Gord's amazing ability as a poet and as a vocalist and a stage performer. The way he ignited and united Canada was beautiful. So to be in their presence, see, it was really a privilege to watch them play anytime I did, and then to work with them. And actually, I jammed on stage once on "Locked in the Trunk of a Car."
Oh, you did.
There's Yeah, you can get that, I guess, somewhere on the search. "Locked in the Trunk of the Car." I play harp on that, and Gord told me, he said, just keep playing right through. I don't worry about the lyric. I want to hear you play." And I that was very such an honor to get up there with and step up with musicians of that caliber. They're
Most
dear,
awesome.
dear friends, and hanging with them was always great because they're funny. They're so smart. Robbie Baker, I mean, the humor, the sense of humor there, and
Yeah, he's lovely. The stuff
the
that you know.
they're all just great wits. Every one of them is a great wit, and so articulate and intelligent. They're wonderful.
Yeah, Gord is certainly sorely missed. Do you know Boris Baker? Boss.
I met him from on down through the years, but he's acquitting himself. Beautiful career now.
Yeah, he's in a great band. They came on tour with us for a little while, and
Neat.
really
Cool.
got on with them. So nice folks, you know,
Yeah.
and really love them.
Right. Whoa, Morgan.
This is music for the human race. Julian Taylor's jukebox rolls on.
Michigan's in the rear. This is Julian Taylor, and you're listening to Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.